So I know that the other option, I guess the option this lady and you decided to take was to use venetoclax azacitidine.
In this case, yeah.
And was that what you recommended to her? And how did you come to that decision?
So what sometimes happens is when you meet the patient, you don't have all the data. So it's not uncommon that we see the patient, we think they have MDS, we start on an MDS therapy. In the cases where we see the patient and it looks more like MDS than AML, we might start with a cycle of hypomethylating agent. And then the genetics come back and we say, oops, look at what's going on here. In this case, it's not so hard because this patient has a therapy-related leukemia. But in some cases, they've started with a hypomethylating agent. When should you add the venetoclax is a common question. We err on the side of giving those two drugs together, not giving a week of azacitidine and then adding venetoclax after that. We really want to give the two together because at least the in vitro data suggests there really is synergy when you co-administer these drugs. So I think it's important that you not use that as a, well, I can just always treat the patient with a hypomethylating agent, and I'll find out later on if they need venetoclax, because that may actually just increase cytopenias without harnessing the synergy of the combination regimen. So importantly, not so much in this case where I don't need the genetics other than is this an A21, but if I were evaluating a patient and saying I want to give venetoclax azacitidine, you want to start those two together. You don't want to give a hypomethylating agent and then follow up. Because again, you're not going to necessarily see the synergy. So when you meet with the patient, you say, here are your options: intensive therapy lead to transplant versus lower intensity therapy. I don't say low intensity because it's not low intensity. They really do get cytopenic. They really do need aggressive transfusion support. And if they get tumor lysis, they get very sick. And they need to be in the hospital to manage that, and they may even need dialysis. I'm quite frank with patients about the risks of this therapy, but I'm also realistic that they're likely to get through and get through okay.